Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Biden, everything's fine. Nothing to see here. Right? I got a plan. I got a plan. Everything's good. I'm just going to keep saying I got a plan and everything's good and my policies are.
Yeah,
we got this done. We reduced the evidence. We reduced the deficit. That's my favorite. Yeah, you slow the economy to a absolute crawl over the, you know, and I do like the fact that he said that that he reduced the deficit and that he's going to be open and honest about everything that's bad, because guess what? He cannot take credit for reducing the deficit when he's printing money like he is. And but everything's good, guys.
Everything's good. Okay.
I got a plan.
Okay, good.
I'm just going to keep saying everything's good, yeah. And I got a plan, and then everything will be good, right? Because it'll be fine.
Tribute to that uniform Kevin Bacon had on an Animal House. You can be the all is calm, all is well.
Yeah. I want that played today on the show.
That is what's going on.
We've got to play that today on the show.
Pay no attention to your actual eyes and ears. And just hear me screaming, everything's fine.
And Newt Gingrich. Yeah. Give me a little Newt Gingrich today, a little common sense from Newt.
Seriously, the cut of the day yesterday from Newt.
They can't be this crazy and expect to ever win again.
That says it all right there.
They can't be this crazy and expect to ever win again.
It's lunacy.
Yeah.
It's anything but transparent. It's ridiculous.
Exactly. And you know what? I don't think it works.
No.
I don't think it works. I really don't.
Remain calm.
There he is.
Remain calm.
All is well.
Yeah.
Filled up a boat lately, Joe.
Even the Washington Post.
Filled up a car lately.
Even the Washington Post is saying this is not working. By the way, if you're feeling a pinch, here's what you're feeling. 8.3% is the actual inflation rate. It's higher. They're underestimating.
It's completely underestimated.
It's higher in North Dakota because of how much we rely on energy for agriculture and our industries, right? And 2.6% deflation in wages. So you got inflation with everything you're buying, officially at 8.3%. We know it's higher, but wages are down 2.6%. And imagine if you have no, you're on a fixed income. You've retired, okay? You're relying on your nest egg to support your lifestyle. Everything costs you more, and your money's worth less.
And the nest egg is probably shrinking. Look at the markets.
Just unbelievable.
Yeah. But all is calm. Remain calm.
I'm not trying to depress anybody. I'm just trying to read the headlines and tell you what's going on. Meanwhile, gas is at an all-time high. $4.71 the average nationally. $5.55 for diesel nationally.
You want some good news? See the report out of Arizona on the audit?
I did not.
19,000 fraudulent ballots in Arizona.
What was the margin of the difference between Trump and Biden?
That I didn't see. It's in the Epic Times. I reported in the Epic Times this morning.
I think it's less than 10,000. I think it's 7,000.
Yeah.
Arizona was really tight. Really
tight.
This
is a newly identified anomaly in Maricopa County.
But wait a minute. There was nothing to see in Arizona.
Nothing to see in Arizona.
Everything was fine.
No, yeah.
Stop talking about it. You're crazy.
Yeah. Yep.
You're crazy.
There's a number of things that Arizona law requires to be a valid ballot, and they were absent of a number of markers.
Look to the future,
yeah.
Kevin. Look to the future. You can't look at the past.
No.
You've got to look to the future.
Bingo.
Never mind. Everything's great.
Yeah.
Gas is up 43%. Energy's up 30%.
I'll just delete
Fuel
that.
Oil's up 80%. Electricity's up 11%. Energy prices surging, and we use a lot of that here. But everything's fine.
Well, our big thing is always, we got to fix this at the voting booth, and if we don't get election integrity back. So when I see a headline like that, it's more vindication, one for our friend Mike Lindell and Dinesh D'Souza and the people that are screaming to the hills. No one seems to be doing anything, but God bless them in Arizona. They're figuring it out.
And
more to come, I'm pretty sure.
My wish is Republicans don't screw this up, because this is get out of the way.
Yes.
Just let this train wreck play out, and in November, it's going to come swinging back. I have a little theory. I believe I've said a version of this on the air. I think Joe Biden is surrounded by people that want him to fail, because they keep telling him things are okay. He keep putting him out there to say things are okay when they're not. It's not going to work. And the fact that they keep putting him out to say anything,
right?
Like, what a sunny day it is. I've got a hangnail. I don't care what he shouldn't be saying anything.
It's like Bernie's half conscious.
He should be out there once a week on one message. They've got him out there every day. He bumbles around. They have to correct him. It's just awful. It's awful. I think they want him to fail. I really do.
I agree.
I think they do. I think the team around him is just like, okay.
Well, where's the bench?
Yeah, they have
then,
no bench.
But then what?
They have no bench. So,
and what's going to happen in 2024 here? I mean, let's assume he's still alive and well, finger quotes. You hear him in the...
Well, he says he's going to run, Todd, for sure if Trump wins, because he thinks he can beat Trump again. But did he beat Trump, Kevin? I can't remember. Todd?
I don't believe he did. I don't know that. More and more I'm believing that this is...
But can he survive a debate?
The more I see.
We've asked a lot of questions here, folks. We've laid out scenarios that are accurate and ripped from the headlines. Now the question is, what's on your mind? Blake in Bismarck is first to go here on the program. Others welcome behind him. Here's how you do it. 701-258-0550. Just call us at 258-0550. Toll free from wherever you're listening. Wyoming, Montana, South Dakota, Minnesota, the great state of North Dakota. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550 or text us at 701-237-1590. Should we do Radio Graffiti? Get everybody a minute in here?
Yeah, I think we're okay. Let's see how we do.
Lay it on us. Blake and Bismarck, you're next, and what's on your mind? Go ahead.
Well, just kind of piggybacking off a Newt's comment of they can't be this crazy and expect to win. Well, I think they do expect to win, and when you look at what the news that came out about the census data, how they skewed that to favor Republican or to favor Democrat areas and undercount Republican areas. And the news that just came out, an actual official government report saying that the Dominion voting machines are, in fact, easily hackable and you can manipulate votes in there. That's why they don't care how they act, because it's still a rigged system and nothing has been changed.
And don't you love how they tell you, oh, yeah, the Dominion machines are vulnerable, but nobody hacked them in 2020. Nobody did it, but they're actually, they're vulnerable. It's like your boat could leak, but nobody actually pulled the plug.
It's like the Michael Sussman trial. I mean,
right.
That guy got off. They know how to work that legal system. They control the courts and all the lawyers, and they can cheat all they want, but it's like Sussman. Everyone knows
he
cheated, but he got away with it.
Well, right. That's because of a jury. I mean, that was a Washington, D.C. jury where you clearly can't. And by the way, the forewoman of the jury said, we have bigger problems in this country than people lying to the FBI. I mean, you can't make this up. Joe and Bismarck, you're next.
Not.
And what's on your mind?
We're
tell us
it up.
What's on your mind, Joe?
Yeah, quick question. I just don't know why our senators don't speak out loudly against this election fraud when they already know that it's true. And then Fox News is really strange how they're covering, not only not covering it when it's obviously out there for everybody to see, but they're actually trying to hide it. So I don't understand. I'd be curious to get your opinion on why you think a major conservative news network would be covering up for him.
I don't know. I can't explain Fox News. I don't know. I don't know. I think the Dominion lawyer up deal scared a lot of people, so the networks don't want to be caught up in court, so they just err on the side of not doing anything. as far as the senators, I think the top-down messaging from the Republican Party, the vast majority of the establishment Republican Party, is to say, let's look to the future, let's leave elections to states. I think that's the argument. This is not our, we don't want to federal, Republicans do not want to federalize elections. Democrats want to federalize elections so that they can use Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to decide how you vote.
I do get that, but if you're raising hundreds of billions of dollars to attack anybody that you want from the liberal side and you don't get fair votes out there, that's a losing proposition. I get we don't want to federalize that, but you also got to keep them honest. I mean, look what's going on. Well, heck, my son sat there in Madison, Wisconsin, and watched people ballot harvest across outside his apartment window in a city park. I mean,
it happened. It happened. And by the way, I don't necessarily agree. I don't necessarily agree, Joe, with the Republican, lack of fight on this issue. To me, Democrats, what do? They question the legitimacy of the election. Hillary Clinton in 2016 was okay threatening democracy by saying all this. I never think Republicans fight hard enough, ever. So, I think they could do more to expose it. 2,000 Mules exposed everything you're talking about in Wisconsin in a movie. Watch the movie. Disprove it if you think it's not true. I mean, my gosh, I couldn't agree with you anymore. Appreciate the call.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily or call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at abmnow.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, to warn you that hackers can get into your servers through your printers. You know that? Advanced Business Methods knows all about it. They understand the security risks, and they provide you products and software to keep the outside world out and your network safe. 50 years they've been at this. Find out more at abmnow.com, abmnow.com. This is What's On Your Mind, so we want to know. Andrew Grafton, tell us.
Well, somehow we got to get the left to listen to you and whoever's speaking our language. And the last time I saw that happen was when there was the debate with Trump and Biden, and all of America was listening. It's really hard to even get them to turn your radio on because they don't want to hear it. So, and I listen to it, and I know what you're saying, but how do you get them to hear what is going on? And I think there's got to be some debates going on where they say, well, you got to listen to this. But
maybe
I'm not turning on CNN, I'll guarantee you that. So I don't know what they're listening to, and they don't know what we're listening to.
I think they're checked out, guys, don't you? I think their head's in the sand.
They asked how. Have you heard of the ask the five questions? Ben Shapiro has a brilliant thing on this. Sit down and let me ask five questions. You pick a topic.
But he's talking more about the media. You're talking about a one-on-one conversation.
I'm talking about how we change that, how we get them to realize that this is just ridiculous. By the time you get three to five questions. Just got a few questions for you. Think about these and answer it. First of all, how is that going to work? Et cetera, et cetera.
It's like you're you know.
And they'll prove themselves wrong.
Your California relative.
Yes, exactly. That's where I got it from.
But
we got about three questions in there, and she was beat.
but then she just shuts down.
They
don't want to hear it. They want to go away.
Yeah.
They want to do mamby pamby.
Yeah.
So this is the and the media is complicit in all this, Andrew.
In
they are.
Last debate with Trump, and I love them. What he stood for. But he wouldn't shut up long enough for Biden to bury himself. He did it to him. And then everyone's like, boy, he is big and mean. And I wish there was a way that we could get all of America to listen to, the five questions or 10 or 2 hours of back and forth debate between the left and the right and let them answer the questions. But sit and listen and I demand an answer. I'll look into that. It's so frustrating to know what's wrong and not be able to do anything about it. And I just think it's all so blown out of proportion. And the sad thing for you guys is everyone saying to shut off the news, life is great.
Our listeners,
and you switch channels and you just get frustrated with it. And it's, I don't know. I just wish there was a way that they could hear it all. And I've got people that probably won't do business with me because they're listening. There he goes again, but
Andrew.
Business up here, and it's we're way too busy. There's no help. There's way too much to do. We need employees. Everybody up here is hiring, and there's just no bodies to get them. Where nobody has that answer either,
I'd love to know that to solve that riddle. Where are they?
Right.
Where did they go?
Right.
I mean,
I don't know. We used to buy ads to try and help sell product. Now the ads is looking for help. Everybody is. They're closing because there's no help and. There's no waiters and waitresses and cooks. There's no one to stock shelves, and there's, I don't know where they went. Shortage of nurses, shortage of doctors, shortage of the state developmental centers up here begging for help with good paying benefited jobs, and there's just nobody wants them, or there's nobody to apply for them. But anyways, I'll quit rapping, and I just want to figure out somehow to get them to listen to you. And it's just for an hour long, and I don't know. I don't know.
I had a good
debate with a lot of questions going back and forth, so they can say, "Oh, we'll hear them answer that now." And
I appreciate your recruitment efforts for the program. We'll take them.
Thank you, sir.
Keep doing that, Andrew. And the other thing I would tell you, I think it's up to us. I really do. I just think you've got to. I mean, if every one of us said, "Okay, I'm going to commit to having a reasonable conversation," and it's very, very hard. Don't do it on Facebook. Try to just have an actual conversation with people. Get them to think a little bit about it. I told a story about Norway one time. I was in Norway a couple of years ago. And by the way, we're going back, leaving on Monday, and taking a group. Really looking forward to it. So you'll be in good hands for a couple of weeks, but I'll be in Norway. And I was buying something at a hardware store, and there was a young lady serving, and she needed my driver's license because I used my credit card, and she wanted two forms of ID, not to vote, but to pay for something, of course. And she said, "Oh, North Dakota. Oh," she says, "you guys like Trump?" I said, "Yeah, he's been a good president." She said, "He's an idiot."
And
I said, "Oh, that's interesting. He's an idiot." I said, "Young lady, I'll happily discuss all kinds of things related to what I think about Donald Trump and why you don't like him, but he's not an idiot. Let me just walk you through what this guy's done in business, what he did politically. When he decides to run and clears the field of 16 household names in the Republican Party, he's not an idiot. You can say as many things. So she actually was reasonable about it. Okay, okay. And then she said, North Dakota is not the Dakota Access Pipeline. Why do you guys, you know, why do you have this insatiable desire for oil? Like, well, do you realize I flew here to provide for your economy with oil? You know, you realize Norway would be like some third world country without oil. You realize all that? You know, again, I put a lot of it back on education and everything else that has got us to this point, but I think it's up to us. We just got to have these conversations.
Well, and ask those questions and let them prove themselves wrong. Peter Ducey is a prime example of that every day in the White House press corps. He gets about two questions in, and then they just shut him down with more word salad or they storm off. That's what, that's what you can't let him storm off. You have to say, you can't get mad now because I'm going to prove you wrong. But you got to stay here. We're going to have a conversation, right?
So keep recruiting, Andrew.
You bet.
We're working on it up here.
All right.
Good job.
Love our friends in Grafton.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Bruce and Minot, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Tell us.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering if you could jot this down, maybe if you have Kevin Kramer on tomorrow to ask him this question. I'm a truck driver out here in western North Dakota, and when one truck driver says one thing, you know, it spreads like caught fire out here. And my question is about the DEF fluid, diesel exhaust fluid. Now, that fluid is made out of what I'm told is chemicals, I guess, done for overseas. Now they're talking about there's going to be a shortage of this. Well, this DEF fluid, if you don't have them in your truck, you don't go nowhere. They're dead. And they're talking about, some of the companies are already talking to the truck drivers that they may be setting this summer because there's no DEF. Now, if there's no DEF, I think 2010 and trucks before that, they might not have DEF. But you're talking about a state in California that they don't run trucks in there without DEF. And I was wondering if you'd ask Kevin Kramer if he's heard anything about this, that there might not be any DEF, because this is just another thing that's going to put a hamper in the food shortage, transportation. It's going to go up. And if we ain't going to run, what's going to happen?
I assume this is some kind of an additive that is put there for an environmental reason.
Yes.
That's correct. And,
right.
I know there is some truth to it because I'm paying $4.99 now for DEF out here, and that used to be like $2.80. Of course, everything is gone in price, but I sure would like to find out what.
We'll ask. We'll definitely ask. No doubt about it. If nothing else, if you can't get this ingredient that's in there, maybe
urea is what it is.
Maybe okay.
Well, it's the shortage that we're facing.
Maybe you do a waiver
in primary,
on including DEF or something.
Yeah,
in fact, that ingredient's short, but we need more of those for sure.
Have you heard the big news? Greta Van Susteren is back. She's joining Newsmax as host of their new show, The Record, with Greta Van Susteren. Starting June 14th, Greta reports on the big stories from Washington, giving you the facts you need to know. Greta is smart. She asks the tough questions, and she's always fair. Greta is journalism the way it ought to be. That's why I made the switch to Newsmax, like millions of others. Make the switch, and now you can watch Greta Van Susteren. Get info about her new show by texting the word Greta to 39747, or go to GretaIsBack.com. That is GretaIsBack.com. Make the switch today to Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and get the latest on Greta's new show by texting Greta to 39747. Newsmax, real news for real people. I watch it all the time, and you should too.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, Jamie Dimon, says there's a financial storm on the horizon, but no one knows how bad it will really be.
It's a hurricane. Right now, it's kind of sunny. Things are doing fine. You know, everyone thinks the Fed can handle this. That hurricane is right out there down the road coming our way. We just don't know if it's a minor one or Superstorm Sandy.
Text Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ordering an immediate review of all schools in the state. He wants to make sure they're following safety measures after last week's horrific shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Governor Abbott told officials to conduct unannounced random intruder audits. The goal is to find weak access points and to see how quickly staff can enter a school without being stopped. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Will it be meatloaf today at PetroServe USA, or maybe hot dish? Mac and cheese bake, beefy noodles, Salisbury steak, chicken pot pie, lasagna, pulled pork or French dip sandwich, that's what I'm talking about. Valley City Hardwood, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, 12th and I-29, NP Avenue, Glendon, Yulin, 45th, and 9th Avenue Southwest, all have home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Let's go to Hazen. Gene, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, sir. Yes.
Okay. I hear you're going to Norway.
I am going to Norway on Monday, and I will be back on the 20th. So back on the air on the 21st, but I'll be off the air from the 7th through the 20th. Are you going to miss me?
Well, I'll miss you, but I'm going to talk about COVID. Now, to go to Norway, you have to test negative for COVID. That's a setup question.
Because you do not.
Yes, to come back to the United States, you're going to have to test. And if you don't test negative, you can't come back to the United States. You, as a U.S. citizen, born in the United States, grew up here in the United States, you have to take a negative, take an antigen test, and test negative, come back to your own country. I was just over in Europe. I was in Austria, Germany, Slovakia, Czech Republic. Nowhere did I have to test for COVID. But for me to come back to my country, the United States, where I've been born and raised, I had to have a negative COVID test. Now, that's got to be illegal. It's just mind-boggling. And I know of a person, and here's, let me tell you another crazy scenario. I got a friend. They went to Italy. He tested positive for COVID. Had a quarantine for 5 days. 5 days later, he tested positive again. They said, well, we can't live in Italy. So they flew to Vancouver, Canada, because you don't have to have a negative COVID test to go to Canada, or Mexico, by the way, because I've been to Mexico lately. Rented a car, drove to Seattle, because you can drive across the border, flew from Seattle home. Now, you tell me that isn't crazy.
It is. I can't tell you that. It is.
No, it is crazy.
And do you have like a thing in Norway where like a
Norway is wide open? There's no vax cards. There's no.
But he's right. When you come back, you have before one day before you travel in Norway, do you have a site where you can go get tested?
We've got the tests along.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know he's right. You can't come back in.
We have the test. Remember? I know. I blew me away, and this happened about a.
You have to test negative 24 hours prior to coming back, even though you had all the shots.
Yep. No doubt.
Yeah.
Gene.
Total ludicrous. It's ludicrous. It's stupid. And so my point to all the viewers, the listeners out there, if you go to a foreign country and you test Nate are positive. Fly to Mexico or Canada and drive across the border and then fly home.
This is what we've become. This is what we've become. Genius, amazing.
It is unreal.
And by the way, Norway, I think, is a great example because Norway survives on tourism, all right, and oil. Well, the bottom fell out of oil during COVID, and they locked their country down. And about 6 months ago, they said, you know what, this is just like the flu. It's, you know, there's going to be different variants. It's going to come and go and open their country up. None of this nonsense of vax cards, you know, Gestapo-like, you know, restrictions. None of that. Gone. They awaken from their slumber, and we're still messing around with all kinds of ridiculous.
Well, yeah, we were over there in Europe, and you hear about these mask mandates. There was probably 1 in 100 that wore masks in every country we were in. It is so wide open, it's unreal. But when you read or you get reports off the crazy news, they say how, you know, you go over there, you got to wear masks. No, you don't. No, we see no one wearing masks. Very, very few.
One last question before I let you go, Gene. One last question, okay? Can I go in your suitcase on some of these trips?
I'm actually not following you.
Well, you're the world traveler. I just want to come along. My gosh, the places you just described that you've been, and I don't know how long you know we're talking about. It's during the COVID era. You're a world traveler.
Well, I just happened to be lucky and got to do a little bit of traveling lately, and it was just, it didn't bother me so much with this stupid COVID stuff as a U.S. citizen that I had a test negative to come back to my own country. Even if I have COVID, why can't I come to my own country to be treated? We have the best medicine in the world, supposedly, and I can't come back to my own country, yet we have foreigners coming here all the time to be treated for medical stuff.
Figure that out. We're going to talk about the border situation that you suggested as a remedy for this with Jason Lewis, Minnesota's Mr. Right, coming up later on in the program. Stay tuned for that, by the way. Appreciate your call and love your passion. Jamie, Traveling Highway 2, what's on your mind, Jamie?
I was listening to this last one caller that they had talking about a deaf shortage.
Yes, sir.
So exhaust fluid. Well, DEF is 80% water, 20% urea. Urea is a type of fertilizer that's made from natural gas. So there may be a shortage of it, but it's made right in North Dakota. A lot of it is.
Not enough, probably. We've had a lot of discussions about different fertilizer manufacturing operations, especially now with the effort to get natural gas west to east. But the question is, does it ramp up in time to, because I do believe we import most of our urea.
A lot of it comes out of Dakota gasification in Beulah, too.
Well, maybe North Dakota truckers will be okay then. We'll make our own DEF right here. I will ask Senator Kramer about that tomorrow. I'm actually going to Jamestown today for the, I forget if it's a groundbreaking ribbon cutting or just where exactly is that in the food chain, but there's a big event celebrating the new soybean crushing plant that ADM is doing in Jamestown. That's at 2:00 this afternoon, and so I'll be around a lot of ADM folks and know a little bit about the fertilizer world. I'll ask about this, and we'll also ask Senator Kramer about it tomorrow. You are right, but I don't think there's anywhere near enough of the production in North Dakota to make up for what the previous caller was talking about. Let's see here. Texter says, if we can't get DEF fluid, then FedEx can't run. Our whole fleet uses it. Texter says, you need to add Weird Al to your bumper rotation. Everything you know is wrong. It's what I hear every time the regime tells me what to believe. You up for a little Weird Al Yankovic?
Absolutely. Yeah, quit believing your own eyes and ears. How dare you?
Everything you know is wrong. East Grand Forks, Minnesota, home of the Green Wave. Mike, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I had a son who just came back from Rome. The trip was put on hold for 2 years because of COVID. Finally was able to go on the trip. They had to test and have a negative test before they left the United States. Then within 24 hours of coming back, they had to test and have a negative test in order to come back. The very next day, 5 of the 12 people that were on the trip got sick and were all tested positive for COVID. So they had to be vaxxed. They had to test before they went. They had to be clean before they could come home. Yet somehow a bunch of them got COVID anyway on the plane that's got all the great filtration. When are people going to realize we can't stop it? We're not in charge here. And it's not that bad anyway, because all of them were fine 3 days later.
No.
That's it.
Well, it's a lot. Frustrating, isn't it? And then you see what's happening at the border. Well, come on in. Come on in. Come on in.
What's been the problem with COVID since the whole thing started is all the mixed messages and all the different opinions. And so at that point, I'm out on all of it. You know, it's in God's hands.
Last weekend, 1,652 gotaways at the U.S.-Mexico border in the Del Rio sector. One sector, one weekend.
That they know of.
And again, that's what they know of. But a gotaway means they're not taking advantage of the fact that you got a plane ticket anywhere you want to go. You got a cell phone. You got a voucher pack for all your goodies, hotel accommodations, food, the whole thing. I've seen it with my own eyes, folks. That's what they do. Where do you want to go? Here's the ticket. Here's your voucher pack. Get you to the airport. Once they push you through security at the airport, Border Patrol says, on you go.
Jen Psaki will be tracking and calling you later.
And if you're a gotaway, means you don't want to and or need to avail yourself of that, and you don't want to be known to the government because you probably have got a crap sheet, and you're here to do major. Wait, is it a terrorist attack? Is it drug running? Is it what is it? Unbelievable. Mike, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Who's next? I want a text here. I should probably get to. There's a big difference between winning and cheating.
Oh, you think? Yeah.
I don't know if I understand what that means. What's the big difference between winning and cheating?
Clearly. Other than that,
there's obviously a big difference between winning and cheating, but what's the point here, do you suppose?
Yeah, I don't know.
Texas says it's simple. The great Rush Limbaugh said it himself. It will all fall back to Kamala Harris. She's the one the Democratic Party wants as president of the United States. There's no chance. She's less popular than Biden. I think they even know that. I think Biden would have been thrown under the bus by now if she wasn't so poorly thought of by the American public. Can you imagine her? She should be impeached right now for what she's done on the border as borders are. Just that one issue.
What's she done, exactly?
Another texter says, I do not think there will be elections this fall. I think the swamp rats are doing everything in their power to collapse our country. We will be in war and under martial law, which suspends elections. Take a more optimistic view of the future than that listener. Texture says, Scott, the people I know with inflation and shrink inflation are not broke, but are very badly bent. See what he did there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bob in Valley City. Sketch Junior, got about a half minute for your point. Go ahead. What's on your mind, Bob?
Well, I just want to know if you guys heard about the ordinance in Valley City that if you have a rental property and your tenant skimps out on your utilities that are handled through municipal utilities in Valley City, they charge the landlord and make you pay the utilities for him or your tenant. And if you don't pay the utilities, they won't turn the power back on for the next tenant.
So it adds to your list it adds to your list of what you got to keep track of on a rental property. Then make sure they're paying their bill.
They just charged me $575 to get my apartment back so I can rent it again.
Oh man!
Check in on it. I'm gonna give my buddy Dewey a call. He's on the city council there in Valley City and find out a little more about that. Get some details. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. Texter says retired fixed income. Gas at election $1.89, now $4.39. Figure that out.
Let's go, Brandon.
Raymond Cronk here from Collins and Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins and Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins and Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial. Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Clark is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
H.A. Thompson and Sons are the indoor air quality experts. Whether it's COVID, whether it's other viruses, mold, sick building syndrome, remember that? There's a cure. H.A. Thompson and Sons indoor air quality. Do for your home or your business what long-term care facilities have done, medical facilities, schools, hatandsons.com. The one, the only, Jim the Flagpole guy, who is spreading patriotism across the fruited plain, taking ND Flagpole guy and going now all across the USA with USFlagpoleGuy.com. We're all rooting for you, Jim. This is an exciting time.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning to everybody. And, you know, first of all, I'd like to thank my ND Flagpole Guy customers who are waiting on me to come and install their flagpole. I'm coming. We're working hard night and day, and we're struggling with help, and I'm making the request. If there's anybody with a CDL, if you're retired, semi-retired, I need a driver, I need help to help catch me up. I'm coming. You're important, and you're all important. I'm struggling with the younger generation. Everybody's looking for help, and so am I. And so, you know, we have a new team, and it's usflagpoleguy.com, Scott, and it's more on a retail level right now, and we're asking that everybody, even if you're not interested in a flagpole, if you could just be a good chap, and please go to US Flagpole Guy and page around, and we're looking for suggestions on products to sell, but we're also wanting to spread patriotism, and we have our video series on there, and we are donating 10% of our profits to Wounded Warrior Project if you're interested in a flag. We are looking in for installers to join our installer network. See, what we're trying to do is create an installer network. So if you're a contractor, a licensed contractor, and you'd like to, install flagpoles, we would like to support you. We have USA, Betsy Ross, Bennington, POW, MIA flags right now, and they're all 15% off with we have a new code. It's FFM15. That's Flag Family Media 15 for a 15% discount. And we're just very happy to be in this position to help more people, Scott.
Well, you do it well, and even you mentioned the need for some help. It's good gainful employment, obviously, and you get a chance to work with Jim and his dog, and get out there and see people, and it's a fun way of life. But you're spreading patriotism as well. You're doing something really important, helping people celebrate freedom, stand up for our republic, and that's darn important as well.
People are the greatest. It's the best job in the world. You know, when we're out there, people are so happy to see you and they want to help. And they're just the kindest people. And they're actually what makes America work. And, Scott, they all I kind of see like a revival or something with all the things that are going on. More and more people are praying to God, and he seems to be doing work in us. And I think we've, as a population, kind of rejected him for the last 40 or 50 years, and I kind of see people turning back to them, and I'm thinking of the Welsh revival maybe again or something. I'm praying that's what we're witnessing. I do know that history repeats itself, and it really repeats itself quickly if you don't know history. So we're asking everybody to please teach your grandchildren history, because they're not getting it in school.
That's exactly right. By the way, whether you need a flag or you're interested in an employment opportunity with Jim, you call him at 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG. And the new website, where you literally can take a photo of the farmstead, for instance, and then go online and put the flag up how you'd like it to look and get an idea of the scale and, how high do I want it? What size flag do I want? Does it work right there? All these awesome tools, usflagpoleguy.com. usflagpoleguy. You're nodding your head, Kevin, like you've done this already. Have you done that with the Lake Place?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the little virtual, it works really, really well.
Augmented reality, and you just can hold your phone up, and you click on the color of flagpole you want, and then it comes up on your screen, and then on the backdrop is your home or your business. And you can see what the flagpole looks like in your yard. Special thanks to Jason Richter from 701 Studios in Bismarck. He's just a master. And I have the best team, Lostwood Media. I have just everybody that's involved are just great, great people that are putting together a good self-help website for customers all across the fruited plain.
There you go. He's the best, Jim the Flagpole Guy. Thank you, sir, and God bless your travels today.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that, and I'm just so happy to be part of the greatest time in America. God bless you, and God bless America.
You help Jim, you help us as well on this program. What's on your mind? Great partnership there. Jim the Flagpole Guy, 571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG. sad news in that story in Fargo a couple weeks back, a shooting at a local restaurant. The mother, Lucia, has died. And her son, Dominique, need your prayers and the rest of the family as well. That's a bad one, for sure. Minnesota's Mr. Right, Jason Lewis. We come back talking about the border.
Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside and the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship. And it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.